Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. The boys are back in town. Me, B. Mitch, Lamphill, and, well, Jeff was there. He moved, but he was there. We're all here. We even got Engineer Daniel to hang out. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Watched that game last night.
Yep, I did, too.
You called me with some interesting commentary during that game last night.
Yeah?
You had a question.
I forgot the question I asked you last night.
It was interesting. What do you do about Tua?
He's going to have to really get checked.
Yeah, man.
Because that hit he took was not hard.
No.
And he initiated the contact. He hit the player's – his head hit the player's arm, but you could see like his neck was bent in a certain way. But if you every time you get hit around the head, if you're going to go down, because you can see as soon as he got hit, that one arm went up.
Yeah. Well, you know? I guess they call that like a fencing motion.
Yeah. And when that happened, you knew he wasn't coming back into the game. But the question is, can he come back to play? And he didn't sign a deal this offseason, did he not?
No, he did. He got paid.
Oh, well, they're going to try to get him back then. And they're going to try to get him to play, because if he hadn't signed one, he wouldn't be signing one if they were waiting for this.
Yeah, I mean, the money obviously is the money. He signed a 4-year extension with the Dolphins worth $212 million, total guarantees $167 million. Mm-hmm. He's already gotten $132 million.
Well, he got that. So at that point, you would – Listen, man.
It kind of makes me happy he's been paid, and so that like there's not a financial incentive to force your way back onto the field.
The financial incentive to force your way on the field is the fact that you just got paid. Well, the team, they're going to have all the doctors say what they need them to say. If he's anywhere close, he's playing.
I think it's weeks, if not months. Don't you?
I think it should be.
Just
but
specific
we don't know.
To him with his injury history, and it was only – 2 years ago. He played every game last year, so I guess it was 2 years ago. Remember, he got injured.
Started running and collapsed.
Yeah. But he played again. They didn't even – I noticed this. They didn't even show the footage last night of the Bengals game in 22 when he, like, fully seized up. You remember that one?
Yeah.
They didn't even show that. And I don't think that was an accident. Yeah. I don't think they, like, ran out of time or something.
I just think, you know, there are certain things that some people are preconditioned for.
Pause. Jeff, I have no idea why. Okay, and I'm not blaming you for this, but if you look at the stream right now, and B. Mitch's camera follows where he goes, B. Mitch just grabbed something, a bag of beef jerky,
yeah,
and had it in his lap, and the camera was just on your crotch. I mean,
well, we
top
need to,
of the line
we need
tech,
to get
baby.
A camera that doesn't follow you where you go.
Top of the line
like,
technology.
It's not like we move around all day with a camera has to follow.
Good morning
you.
To everybody on the stream that just got that crotch shot. But seriously, I think with Tua, dude, I want to choose my words relatively carefully here because neither of us are doctors. Like, we're unaware of the specifics of, you know,
the concussion.
Brain neurons and everything.
Half
else,
of the right? doctors that deal with concussions don't know either, though, JP.
Bro,
that's not really going out on a limb.
I think, like, there's a lot that people don't know about. Like brains and everything, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of it is probably somewhere between guesswork and estimations, I would say. And I think it's really, really important. People want to like try to streamline and police concussions. But I think we got to remind ourselves like every human being is different and how some things impact one person, it will impact somebody else differently.
Yeah.
Like you can drink brown liquor all night. If I get into a third glass of bourbon, I'm in big trouble. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, different things impact different people differently.
Yeah.
Onions give me heartburn for a month. You can eat them like an apple. Like, just different things impact different people differently. And I think with Tua and this head stuff, I think not playing again seems like a possibility here. Who knows? Maybe
yeah,
he's playing
I,
in
I kind of doubt
weeks.
If he won't play again, but I think the ultimate thing is, and I've said this many a times, it's not necessarily helmet to helmet that's going to cause concussions all the time.
Totally.
Because there was no helmet that touched him last night. And the part of the guy's body that he hit with his helmet was like the bicep. But if you get hit in the chest and you snap and your brain slam into your inside of your skull hard enough, you can get a concussion. You can hit because most of his came from being slammed to the ground. When they showed the highlights last night, it was two times he hit the ground and his head snapped back, and he got him. So they got to figure out what it is. It could be a nerve thing or something with him. You never know. A nervous? I don't know.
But spinal, neck, who
but
knows?
You need to be concerned about it. Because like when he got hit, I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And I think right, we were talking last night, and right before that, somebody had just mentioned how when he gets hit and how he basically goes out, and boom. 2-3 plays, minutes later, bam, that happened.
I mean, from a straight football perspective, I'm seeing this from Jonathan Jones. Maybe it's out there elsewhere. Dolphins are moving forward with Skylar Thompson as their starter. Good luck. They signed Mike White this offseason. I thought he would be the backup. Mm-hmm. Skylar Thompson can move, but he's just not much of a passer. Jones is also saying that Miami will at least bring in another quarterback for depth purposes.
Yeah.
I won't be shocked.
They have to be cautious with this one. Very cautious with this one. They can't rush him or anything.
I would not be shocked if, like, I don't know what quarterbacks are out there. Like, Tannehill, I don't know. Like, I won't be shocked if there is some quarterback we're not thinking of that Miami tries to bring in. Because they are pretty damn talented team.
Yes.
Tyreek, Waddle, A-Chain, who I idiotically benched last night because I was worried about the practice time missed. I don't know who's available. I don't know what's out there. You want me to say something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Stephen Ross once try to get Tom Brady to come down there when
he
signed with Tampa?
I don't think he's going, though.
Okay. I don't think he is either, but...
The amount of money you're making just to sit in the studio and talk right now can be hard to pull me out of there.
Yeah. I wonder, like, you wonder who's out there that's a backup. That, I mean, Andy Dalton, would you trade with the Panthers for Andy Dalton?
Would they have to make, yeah, will it be a trade?
Where's Flacco? Flacco's with the Colts now, I think.
But I think a trade is, to make it better, they probably have to go trade for someone specifically instead of just going sign a free agent.
Think they want Jeff Driscoll?
Jeff Driscoll, you might have to keep him here yourself because when is Mariota going to be ready?
Think they want Sam Hartman? You know who they should call? And I meant to bring this up, and this is a perfect segue. Russ is back to his alien BS. And we both thought Mike Tomlin wouldn't tolerate it. Russell Wilson was inactive for week one.
Yeah.
You're aware of that, mm-hmm. right? Do you know what Russell Wilson was wearing on the sideline?
No.
Full uniform, shoulder pads, all of it.
But
alien.
Hold on.
Alien.
You can be inactive and the third quarterback can still dress out. They can still dress out. I saw another game. It was the exact same thing.
All right, if that you're right, because there is.
See, you just got it. You got to stop hating on Russ, man.
He's an alien.
But that is what the rule is. The third quarterback can still dress out, and it only goes in the game if both guys get hurt.
Quick around the room. I haven't said good morning to everybody. Good morning, Landfill. Good morning, Jeff. Is Russ Wilson an alien?
I just think JP is a Russell Wilson hater.
He is
a Russ waiter.
JP is a Russ hater.
I am an alien truther, perhaps.
No. JP is to Russ what B. Mitch is to Josh Allen.
That's a great point.
No.
Yes.
I give Josh credit. I just say he makes mistakes at the most inopportune times. JP gives Russ no credit.
Russ was really good before he got taken over by an alien. Russ used to be really good. Now he's an alien. Listen, I'm not saying it's his
sound
fault.
Sound like haterade.
The aliens took over.
Sound like haterade.
I'll tell you who was really good last night, B. Josh Allen.
He was. He was good last night. His defense was spectacular, too.
Honestly, the way they ran the ball, Allen didn't do much. He had 139 yards passing.
Yeah, he didn't do much. But, you know, when this is the thing about it. When a team wins, the quarterback get all the love. But Cook was unbelievable last night.
Cook was fantastic. And you know what else helps? Before the injury, I'm going to try not to be a jerk here. The conversation has shifted to his injury from last night. Understandably,
he was horrible. It was significant. He was playing bad before.
He was awful.
I mean, you could be honest about
the
thing about this
and a pick six.
We got to stop thinking that everything we say is going to be a problem. He was horrible before he got hurt. He threw three interceptions. We can't sit up here and act like, oh, because he got hurt, we can't be truthful about what we saw. He was not playing well at all before he got hurt.
The pick six he threw,
that ball should never be thrown. Or you got to have an NFL arm to throw it out of bounds.
I mean, that was...
When he let it go, and I saw that he got no step, floating. I'm like, oh, Lord, that could be bad. That could be bad. And then you see the guy just coming up.
Well, like, I feel like one of our callers back in the Heineke days called him lollipops. That was a lollipop.
That was a lollipop.
So the Bills are now 2-0. I don't know when we get to power rankings next week, but the way Von Miller looks quick again. Did you see that? He didn't quite get home on it, but that one inside spin move he broke out.
They showed his stats last night where his get off to get pressure was like 2.7 seconds. That's the fastest since 2021. So he was faster last night than he was earlier.
Now listen, it's week two. You got to stay healthy through.
Yeah.
But Miller, Rousseau, Ed Oliver on the interior?
Ed Oliver, the horse rider.
Like, dude, the way you say you want this interior pass rush from Washington to perform, like, that's what Ed Oliver's giving you. Like, you can point to examples of it. DeMar Hamlin? The irony of DeMar Hamlin being the guy that Tua hit in that situation is Shakespearean.
But I was thoroughly happy seeing him on the field performing.
Yeah.
Because you remember when he got hurt, everyone was like, he should never play again and this, that, and the other. And that's why I'm hesitant to say Tua would never play.
Yeah.
Athletes are built different.
I agree with that.
They are built different.
I think it's good that JP said the guy that Tua hit, because DeMar barely touched Tua.
Yeah, right? He did.
Like, Tua did the hitting. And dude, not to litigate something that some people will take far too intentional, slide. Like, that's an opportunity to slide. You'd already picked up the first down.
Yeah.
When you can slide is when you see a head-on collision coming at you. Like, sometimes you're in traffic, you can't really slide because you don't know where you're going to get hit.
And you know, they're going to be – this is how the world works. Somebody's going to say, well, DeMar didn't have to really be there. He know what happened to him. No. He was coming up, and He was coming up in a way to thinking that he was going to slide or get down. And he stayed up and he just threw his arms out and boom. The rest happened. But the thing of it is, it's football, man. Dude. You know, it's kind of hard for me to sit here and go like and look at it any other way than it's football. Things happen in mysterious ways on a football field.
Speaking of mysterious ways, just look at the box score from this game last night. The Bills scored 31 points. They only had 250 total net yards and 13 first downs.
Yeah, that happens like that when you have turnovers. When you get three of them. Dolphins, and one of them, the defense scored seven of those.
The Dolphins ran 30 more plays than the Bills. They had seven more first downs. They converted 7 out of 15 third downs compared to only 3 third down conversions for the Bills. 3 turnovers. Just great,
the only number
great
that consistently matters is points on the board.
Yo, time of possession was Miami 36, Buffalo 24.
Yeah, and but see, the time of possession is awkward when you getting the ball in great field position.
Emmanuel Forbes has been discussed at length now. This happened just after our program yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you believe what I believe, that we both saw him Sunday night in Tampa. I saw him Wednesday. He was a full participant at practice. He showed us he had this, like, not a cast, but like a sling. I don't mm-hmm. know. It wasn't a wrap. It was like a device to stabilize the thumb.
Yeah.
I think Forbes getting surgery helps them out of a jam in a lot of ways, where if a player's playing really good and you can have the surgery now, or you can wait and have it later and we can treat it, I think they would wait and have it later. I think this is like, all right, man, let's get this done now. When you come back, we'll recalibrate.
I don't think it's like that based off his play, though. I don't think they even play those games with him. I think.
But you've always told me, like, guys are like, all right, you're hurt now.
Yeah, you can tell people that they're hurt. Like you were trying to keep people on the team in that sense. I don't think they care one way or the other, because I don't think they mind. If he don't play well, I don't think they mind benching him. I'm being honest.
This lets
you.
Them not have to bench him.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, that little thing, you never know how it could be affecting him. So I don't think it's any way of like, oh, let's do this. I don't think Adam Peters really is sitting up here concerned about, you know, somebody's feelings.
I agree. But it's like, all right, the thumb's banged up. Let's do the surgery now.
Yeah.
If it works out, maybe we get him back in November. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think if this was a different player or a player performing at a high level, you try to see if they can gut it out week after week, and then we reassess.
Possibly.
He was a full participant on Wednesday.
Yeah. But you could be a full participant with a hand thing, but every time you go to stick your hand in there or don't want to stick your hand in there because of the injury, that could be a problem too.
I think it also, maybe Chig Anuzium gets called up this week would be my guess. I think Noah Igbinogheni. I think he gets to play more. And I don't know that any of it will be worse, right? I don't know that it'll be better, but I think.
We'll see.
Yeah. We get to
we'll
find
see.
Out.
We'll find out, because I think Mike Davis was signed also.
He didn't play a snap.
Yeah. And you got, they talk about Noah Ide.
Yeah.
They talk about him. They talk about Anuzium. All these guys, we'll see. And I think that's the ultimate thing, where other guys are getting chances now. And listen, if I were one of those guys in this situation, you know what my job would be to do? Make sure that Forbes never get on the field again.
Sure.
As a player, that's my mindset. I got my chance the same way. Somebody got hurt. I got in the field. Got on the field. I didn't go out there to just hold the position. I wanted to take it. And that was the mindset needs to be there for the guys coming in right now. This is a cutthroat league, bro. Like they tell people all the time, don't let somebody do your job if you don't want them to be able to take it.
I mean, super cutthroat, dude.
Yeah.
Chig Anuzium is an undrafted kid out of Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kick down the door opportunity.
Hell yeah.
Assuming he gets called up. That's who I think would make the most sense.
Mike Davis. So yeah. His thing has to be straight up too. Like, well, I get this chance now. Because he said he wanted to come here because he felt that Dan and also Joe Witt, those guys would give him the better chance to go out there and perform and teach him to be better. Well, let's see what you learn to be able to take that step.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins the program next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Making his NFL pick. I will apologize and clarify. Brian was correct. Russell Wilson was fully dressed because he was the emergency quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I will not, however, take back my statements that Russell Wilson is an alien. All right, in moments, we will be joined by Maryland Governor Wes Moore for his picks. Gov went 3-2 last week.
Oh.
And honestly, if I had to guess, he probably took the Commanders because he wanted them to win, but like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, sometimes people bet with their heart.
Sure. People do it all the time. You know what I did not do last night?
What?
Shout out to Responsible Gaming Month. I had zero action last night.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't think it was responsible gaming. I just think you didn't get there in time.
I was at the charity function, yeah, and I didn't have my phone.
Yeah, so it had nothing to do with you doing the right thing. Your ass just wasn't, you didn't have the chance to make it. Like, when I was in Florida.
Oh, you called me.
And
no,
I
you were in California.
I was in Florida. This week, too, I couldn't do it because if you don't use the app in Florida, you can't do nothing.
Damn right. All right, in moments we will hear.
They don't even let you get paid when you're not there.
Last week, the governor went 3-2. If you remember last year, the governor finished like plus 19 on making picks all year. This week, we got a full slate here. I am curious which way he's going to go. There's a lot of kind of like tight, weird games this week, and then a lot of big spreads this week. Like, I can't imagine anybody's going to bet on the Raiders having to come to Baltimore.
No, I doubt it.
Ravens had long rest. I mean, a lot going on there. What's happening? The phone's just dropping? All right, we'll get it figured out. Maybe line one, it might be them trying also. We'll figure it out. Governor's calling. We're efforting to efforting is such a media term to make that happen. Mm-hmm. The games I have given the Gov: Commanders versus Giants, Ravens versus Raiders, Bengals versus Chiefs, Bucks versus Lions, Falcons versus Eagles. Dude, have you seen this video that's kind of going around of Joe Burrow struggling with the water bottle? Mm-mm. So Joe Burrow last week didn't have a good game. It was a lot of checkdowns, not kind of the vertical game he plays. Now, Chase had just come back. T. Higgins wasn't playing. But now there's this video floating around of Burrow, like, unable to grip a water bottle. Remember, he had the wrist injury, obviously. All right, I think we got the Gov now. You got to watch this, dude. It's kind of weird. He's, like, rubbing his wrist, can't get it going. We got the Gov? All right, great. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us now. Even people in very high places still have trouble with cell phones, huh, Gov?
Tell me about it, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who to call on this one.
No big deal, man. Thank you for making time for us, as always.
Always, man.
All right. Last week,
I've been curious listening to the conversation about Tua, man. This is a complicated one.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but like, I looked up, and this is his third one, Gov. And there have been many people go beyond three. So I told JP, I think he's playing again.
You say you do think he's playing again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, after seeing the second one, as bad as that looked, and when people were like, how do you come back from that one? And he came back from it. His family was good with him coming back from it. This is a hard sport. But this is he loves this sport, and he is a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete and a phenomenal quarterback. And the truth is that the Dolphins, they will live and die on Tua this whole season. But it's for a lot of people, it's just really hard to watch him go through this on live television. Yeah. You know, every X amount of weeks.
You know, and what I'm surprised at is that it's only his third, because it's been multiple times he's been slamming. He came up and then looked like he was out of it, but they say this is his third one.
Yeah,
it was more than that. Like, people always ask me how many I had. I was diagnosed with one documented. I'm sure I had more than one.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I had one documented.
I mean, Gov, even in your playing days, it used to be, okay, you got your bell rung, you get some water, and you go back in, right?
Well, and that's the thing. There was no protocol. Right, it wasn't like you had to pass a bunch of tests. It was someone looking in the eyes saying, "You good?" And like, "I'm good." Like, I get back out there.
Totally.
There was no protocol that they put in place yet. So that's right.
All right. Well, you had a very good week picking games. 3-2. Anytime you're over 500, you're winning. And last year, you finished almost plus 20, I believe. Like, you're good at this. Are you ready to rock this week?
I am, man. But the thing is that it was our hometown teams that let me down.
I know. I am wondering.
They may bounce back for you this week, though.
I am wondering if you took the Commanders out of hope instead of necessarily what you thought might happen on the field.
I did, because it's difficult to you know, bet against, you know, a hometown team, especially on week one.
Right.
But I tell you what, Jaden Daniels showed out. And they didn't get the win, but I think, especially of all the other rookie quarterbacks, you look at his performance versus Bo Nix and versus Caleb Williams.
Sure.
I mean, he did a really good job, all things considered. It's just that defense, I mean, you can't play like that.
Looks bad.
That defense just looks really, really bad. Really bad on week one.
Well, here's what's good news for that defense. Daniel Jones is coming to town. He's
that's not really good news, though, Jay, if you look at the record.
What we'll start with the Commanders. Commanders, Giants, who do you like?
I mean, honestly, the reason, after what I saw last week, a big reason that I'm going with the Commanders is because it's against the Giants. Because as bad as that Commanders defense really looked, the Giants offense, I'm just not sure what's there. You know, so I mean, this is it's going to be, and also, you know, it's the first home game. you all there's a new energy that always happens, you know, with home games and home openers. But you know, we got some real holes on this defensive side. But Jaden Daniels, I'm telling you, like, and we talked about this in the preseason. I genuinely think that he has the potential of being something special. I think the offensive line has still got to get tighter. He still needs more time in the pocket. And, you know, what he did week one in terms of being able to use his legs to get out of tough situations was great. You just can't rely on that, particularly on a rookie quarterback. It's not fair to the rookie quarterback. But I just I don't see where the firepower from the Giants comes. I think the Giants can have a really difficult time winning a handful of games this year, and one is not going to be down here on Sunday. So I think the Commanders win this one.
There you go. I think possibly two of the worst teams in football will be visiting the state of Maryland this week. The Ravens take on the Raiders. I don't think this one's close.
I mean, listen, the only thing I'll say about the Raiders is Crosby's the real deal.
Oh, he is.
He is the real deal. He is a problem for a lot of folks to be able to deal with. He's a special talent. I also know that he can't do it on his own. I think what the Raiders gave up like 175 rushing yards last week. I mean,
You can't. They're going against the wrong team to be doing that.
Exactly, and you're right. The Ravens are the wrong team to not have a good run stop defense because when you're talking about Derrick Henry. When you're talking about Lamar Jackson and you're talking about at home, that's just a bad equation. And I do think that, and again, one thing about the Ravens, I mean, we lost last week and that sucked, but I've never heard so many conversations about the size of big toes or what color shoes. you know, it wasn't, you know, even though they did not play a great game of football, they played a good game of football and almost knocked off the Super Bowl champs.
Sure.
So I still am very, very bullish about our Ravens, and I do think that this week is a rebound week, and let's hope it goes well. But I do think the Ravens won it.
It's hard to see that one any other direction. Cincinnati going to Kansas City. This once was, you know, Burrow's been really good there. They called it Burrowhead, but damn, the Bengals looked lost last week. Mahomes certainly looked great. What do you make of Bengals Chiefs?
What I make is, and I got to tell y'all, I'm like exhausted by the overselling of Joe Burrows. I mean, we haven't seen Joe Burrows put up real numbers in like a year. And you know, and I was so frustrated even in the preseason when they're talking about the best quarterbacks in the AFC, and I kept on seeing Burrows ahead of Lamar Jackson, and I'm like, what evidence do we have of this? Lamar Jackson just coming off of an MVP year. Lamar Jackson was plays away from leading the Ravens to the Super Bowl. And I kept on hearing Joe Burrow is a better quarterback. And again, I think we saw last week that anyone who feels that, I'm waiting for evidence and I'm waiting for data. I think that the Bengals are still oversold. I think that, you know, that I do wonder whether the Bengals are even the best team. The second best team in the AFC North. I actually think that's going to be a battle. And I think the Chiefs have already shown that they are coming back, that they're coming back ready to play this year. So, you know, I know on paper and I know in the preseason, people probably circled this game as a really good game. I'm not sure how good of a game it's going to be. I think the Chiefs win. And I think the Bengals still have a lot to prove. And frankly, Joe Burrow has a lot to prove to me.
That is strong. And, you know, there's some reason for it. I got two more for you. Bucks, Lions. Both looked really good last week.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, the Bucks look really good against the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sold on the whole Baker Mayfield is the second coming of Drew Brees conversations that I've heard over these past couple of days. I think Baker Mayfield is fine. I think the Bengals played a good game last week. I also just think that the Lions have continued to show that there really is something special about this team. They know how to win. They know how to win games they should win. They know how to win games that they shouldn't win. And they know how to win in tough situations. And I think they showed that last week. I think the Lions may be one of these teams that continues to be a team that people are not fully bought into until they turn around and then show people why they should be paying attention to them more. I think people should pay attention to the Lions more, and I think the Lions win this one against the Bucs.
All right, last one. I think this is Monday Night Football, Gov. Falcons-Eagles. Kirk Cousins and that Achilles coming up to Philly.
Yeah, and first can I say, I remember last week, remember what I said about the Eagles last week? When I was like, listen, I'm going with the Eagles. However, I think they have real issues, and it's not necessarily in the lines. It's outside the lines. But I think they have coaching issues.
Yeah.
And I think what we saw last week was that the team essentially gave up on the coach, and they made a bunch of moves in the offseason with players but did not make moves with coaches, and that was problematic. They won last week, as I predicted, but it was ugly, as I predicted. This one, again, I think one of the things the Eagles have going for them is they're going against the Falcons. And I just think the Falcons are once again one of these teams that they just can't get right.
They might be frauds.
And I think they're gonna have a tough time getting it right against Philly. So I do not think Philly is this monster that they really were, frankly, 2 years ago, and a lot of people thought they were going to be last year. I still think they have some real holes, and specifically when it comes to coaching and whether or not people buy into the system, even though they've got real players. I think, you know, putting Saquon in the backfield, you got a horse in the backfield, which is great. But I think that the Falcons are not enough to exploit the holes that I think the Eagles have. So I think the Eagles win this one.
All right, so Commanders, Ravens, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles. Gov, I know you got to run. Bonus pick, Maryland taking on the Wahoos in Charlottesville. Go Terps.
Go Terps, man. Listen, I think the Terps pull off. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though.
Not an official pick for your record. Don't worry.
No, but it's all good because, you know, that loss that we had last week, that should not have happened.
That stinks.
That was a bad loss, and it was a bad loss just simply because, you shouldn't lose a game like that, either against the Spartans, but you also shouldn't lose a game like that. And so, I'm a big believer in our guys. I'm a big believer in locks, but we've got to play better. We've got to do more. But I do think we get a win this weekend.
All right, thank you, Governor. I hope you get a little bit of time to enjoy the football this weekend.
Oh, you know I will.
Will we see you in Landover? Wale's playing halftime.
I know. My God, Wale's halftime. But here's the thing. They got both teams playing at the same time.
Yeah, that's tough. So I'm guessing you'll be in Baltimore.
Tomorrow, what are you doing to me?
I understand.
Play the first half one place and second half the other.
You got a helicopter. You can make it work. Thank you, Governor. Always appreciate it.
All right, Gov.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much.
Take care, brother. Right.
That is our guy, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. His picks, Commanders, Ravens, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles. Of the Eagles, I still think they have real holes when it comes to coaching. PFT commenter joins us at 11.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Just because it's week two doesn't mean the season is over. You can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Let's look at the game this weekend as the Commanders take on the Giants. How about anytime touchdown for Brian Robinson? Over rushing yards, let's go with, I don't know where they're going to put the number at for Jaden Davis, but I'll go with the over rushing yards and the under passing yards for Daniel Jones. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel, sportsbook with the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam. Minor controversy here at 106.7 The Fan. Jeff claims that the Odyssey backpack is dope, and Brian Lamphill and I find that hard to believe. Jeff says he brings it to the club, to which the cluster buster emerged from his palatial office and said, it is a dope backpack. I back him up. Politics makes strange bedfellows. Jeff and Chris Kinehart on the same backpack team.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever think you'd live to see that?
Oh, not really.
Leville, do you think the backpack is dope?
I've never seen it. I got the phone bank, the extra battery for the phone. That's
Does
what I
work?
Got from the Odyssey Rewards.
That's actually smart.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to give my Odyssey points to White Mike because apparently he wants the dope backpack that we're still not sure if he wants. Jeff just keeps saying that. But I don't know my password. B, have you given your Odyssey points away?
I haven't been online to check them out. But every time I go on, somebody can have them. I don't care.
I am in the same boat.
Yeah.
My points are there for the taking if you can log in.
Yeah, you got to change your number a lot.
Yeah, man, it's
and mine
too
is
much.
Long as hell. So
it is too
I just
much.
Add another dollar sign every time I change it.
Don't tell the people, B.
I said another dollar sign. They don't know what the hell
you
the number
is. You don't think the Russians are going to hack your Odyssey points?
Hell no.
You don't,
I got that thing mixed up with
who
all
is
kind
it,
of
Antifa?
I got
who's
numbers,
doing all the hacking?
I got other symbols. I have lowercase, uppercase.
You have it so mixed up that you don't know what it is.
No, I got it written down. And then I just have to change it. When I go back in, I just have to add another dollar sign somewhere.
All right. You got a plan. I think I don't know what I've got.
You
got
to have a plan, Jay.
Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth, Landfill.
Mike Tyson.
Don't get punched in the mouth.
That's a good point. Quickly, we haven't done a lot of Nats coverage of late. Once football starts, I still watch the games, but it's second screen at this point. Fifth straight non-winning season.
They're building.
That's since the World Series.
Yeah. But, you know, they will tell you that they're building. They're rebuilding.
There was this like sense of optimism that the Nats are going to spend. I don't share that optimism.
When it happens, I'll believe it.
Yeah, I'm going to need
to see. I mean, because I've seen too many stars leave this city because they wouldn't. So I'm not going to believe that they're going to all of a sudden just change.
Like, I remember where I was when I found out they signed Max Scherzer, right? Like, I remember I was with my boy Rudy. Like, it was a crazy moment. We're like, oh, my God.
When you see a zebra, you see black and white stripes, don't you?
Yes.
You never see a zebra show up with some leopard print, black
Correct.
And white, right?
Okay, yes.
Cool.
I do think what may be more important to listeners of this program and is certainly more important to Mike Beasley is I think the Nats are a game or maybe two games off their win total for the year. So they're going to get home on that, and some people are going to make some money. If you want to make some money, we're going to go through all of what we think are kind of the best bets for this weekend's Commanders-Giants game. It's real easy to want to go over a lot of these Jaden numbers, but the passing numbers across the league are down, man. If you think about last night, Josh Allen, who statistically usually produces at a super high level, had 139 yards passing. He only threw 19 passes. Yeah. I think you've seen this defense.
That is short field, though.
Totally.
All night.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I think there has been, and maybe it's too early to lean into this, but it seems that what happens in the NFL, man, is when everything goes one way, eventually it kind of shifts back. And all the rules are there to support passing. We understand that. But eventually these defenses just play two high safeties, three high safeties. Like, they're not getting beat deep. And so then you can try to beat, like, just chunk your way down the field. Mm-hmm. But you know what's easy? If everybody's running three safety dime look, run the ball. Like, eventually you're too spread out, and you can just run the ball.
I just think that, like, defense put their hand in the ground, and they go after the quarterback. That'll come around quicker than a team that didn't play all their stars all offseason, all preseason, and didn't come into the regular season. The offenses are taking a little longer to get their action going. Once they hit, they're going to put up numbers just like they did before. Because let's be real, the NFL wants it, and the referees will make sure of it.
PFT commenter joins the program next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.